Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za, and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Hi, this is Andrew Van Vieren, and you're listening to the Daily Witness podcast. Today's episode is called Honoring the Father. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much that you proved it for eternity. Lord, help me preach this message to get this word to your people. Lord, I'm asking you to open their ears and open their hearts so they can receive this message and ultimately receive from you. In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. So, honoring the Father, that's the name of this podcast. So, I want to tell you a little bit of a story. 2024 has been a very good year for me, word-wise. This has been a year of seeking the Lord. This has been a year that I've set out on a few journeys of faith. And even though, yes, I'm preaching every Monday and I do videos from time to time, there are certain things that I'm not currently sharing right now because I'm standing in faith. The testimonies are obviously going to come, but right now I'm on my journey in a few areas. And I'm honest with you, journeys aren't always pretty. Journeys aren't always fun. And I've mentioned this a few times before. Last year, Trevor, Megan, Morris, myself, we all took a trip to Johannesburg for, I think it was 2 or 3 days, because Kenneth Copeland was here in South Africa and he was preaching at Rhema Church. And we went there for that conference. But the journey there, it's about 11 or 12 hours. And we went by car. And it was a long drive. And in the beginning, it was fun. I was taking photos of the scenery. We were all laughing and talking in the car. Started off listening to gospel music. But after a while, the scenery stayed the same. And it seemed like around every bend, it looked like the same mountain. It looked like the same cattle. Looked like the same green fields. There were plenty of trucks slowing us down. Every now and again, we had to stop at gas stations, both to fill up the car, use the restroom, take a little break. And that trip, I believe it took us actually 14 hours because of traffic, etc. But what I'm saying is, it wasn't a fun journey. Sitting in one spot for 14 hours was not fun at all. There's only so much you can do on your phone. And faith journeys in general, they're not always glamorous. I was speaking to someone about a month ago, and they had the wrong misconception about faith. And the way it came across was that they thought that it's a place where you can just sit back and relax, and it's a lot of fun, and it's as if you're going away on a summer camp. But it's not like that. If it was fun, the Bible wouldn't call it a fight. The Bible wouldn't say that you got to hold fast to the confession of your faith without wavering. The Bible wouldn't mention that Satan comes to steal the word and he's got different tactics. You are in a fight when you're in faith. You're going against the flesh, you're going against Satan, and Satan is going to bring people into your life to steal that word from you. He's going to put severe pressure on you. And something that Trevor and I have noticed, every time we try to separate ourselves and believe God for the wisdom of God for any given area, that's when the distractions come. Oh man, he brings distractions upon distractions. And all you want to do is get into the word and you just want to hear God and you just want to spend time with him. And then this comes up and then that comes up and then you got to go there and then something happens that side. And he's trying to take you away from the word. He's trying to get the word out your heart. So when it comes to walking by faith, it can be challenging. And if living by faith was so easy and there's rainbows and ponies and all that, if it was so easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be rushing to do it. But everyone is rushing to do worldly things. Everyone's rushing to watch the new movies that come out or these TV series. They're rushing to the pubs. They're rushing to eat out. They're rushing to hang out with their friends. So living by faith, like, listen, I'm honest, I don't want to put you off or anything concerning faith. But at the same time, I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? God is faithful. And if you want to operate in his kingdom, you got to seek his kingdom. You got to find out what it's all about. You got to find out the principles that govern the supernatural. Like when I was believing God for my eye healing, it was challenging. After 2.5 years, I got my healing. But I'm honest with you, I'm glad that I stood for that 2.5 years. I'm very glad. Because every day, I feel good. I don't get lightheaded anymore. I don't feel dizzy anymore. I don't feel nauseous anymore. So like I said, this year has been a year of me seeking the Lord. I'm on a few faith journeys and I'll obviously share the testimonies at a later stage. But there's a few things that I'm walking out right now and I'm listening to what the Lord has to say. And I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do. And I just want to throw this in. You know, Jesus spoke about those that try and keep their life and they lose it. And those that give up their life and they find it. It's not always easy to be a Christian. It's not always easy to live the faith life. Was it easy for Abraham? He struggled for 24 years. Was it easy for Noah? Was it easy for Moses? That's why the Bible talks about faith being the victory. If faith was a summer camp, when you harvest, it wouldn't have been called a victory. So during my walk, during my faith journey for certain things, there's a certain minister that I'm currently listening to right now talking about the process of faith, talking about speeding up the manifestation. And, you know, us ministers, just because we're ministers, it doesn't mean we can sit back and just preach. Like, we have to fill ourselves up, not only for ourselves, but we need to learn new things that we can share with you. And something that this minister said that I never realized before is the very thing that I just want to share with you in this podcast. So let me start off by saying that God has done so much for us. Like, we all know God is our Father. We know that He is a spirit. We are spirit beings. He's our spiritual Father. Jesus is our big brother. We know these things. We know that God sent Jesus into the earth to take away our sin, to take away our curse. And I think for the most part, because we get very familiar with that, we kind of put that on the back burner. But God has done so much for us. And we need to keep reminding ourselves about the stuff He has done for us. That's why God introduced communion, to remember what Jesus did. You know, under the old covenant, God had to deal with the Israelites so much and he had to keep reminding them of what he has done for them. He had to keep reminding them because they were quick to forget. And many times I come across people where they feel down, they feel like nothing's happening, and they feel like they're not moving forward. And if you listen to them, they have quickly forgotten what God has done for them in times past. And it's easier to move forward knowing where you come from versus forgetting about all God's goodness and thinking that you're only starting out now. So back in the day, I used to take some time out from time to time, and I just used to thank the Lord for blessing me in various areas. And it's something that we all need to get back into. It's something that we need to do on a continuous basis, is to always be grateful. We need to have a grateful heart toward God. And this is what this minister said that really blessed my socks off. So, you know, when it comes to hearing teachings, you can't just hear it once and think you got everything out of it. Because when a person is preaching under the anointing, a lot is being said that comes from the throne of God. And the more you listen to the same message, the more you start seeing into it. You start seeing other things that you originally overlooked. So I've been listening to the certain teaching about speeding up the manifestation. And I've just been listening to it and listening to it and listening to it. And there's something that really jumped out at me. And it is when this pastor said that God gets honored when we receive from him. He gets honored. And why does God get honored when we receive from him? Because you got to understand something. God loves us so much that he sacrificed his own son. And I don't think there's a lot of people out there that gave up a family member to save someone else. Maybe there has been. I don't know. But I don't think that percentage is high. Now, he gave up his perfect son that was flawless. He was perfect. He was obedient. He was holy. And he gave up Jesus for a sinful bunch. Remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, death reigned over all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And our righteousness was like filthy rags. You know, years ago, I bought this very old Mercedes-Benz. I believe it was a Mercedes-Benz W116. And that was a very old E-Class, but very big. And those doors was as solid as a rock. You know, it had a massive bus steering wheel. Very, very classy car back in the day. The leather seats, it was very puffy, very big. And I believe it was a 3-speed or a 4-speed. And this car was really cool. It was a diesel. It was a 240D. And the gas cap was next to the number plate. That's how old this car was. And I bought it as a project. And this car was so big. I mean, it was just chrome galore. Chrome around all the windows. It had a chrome body line. It had the chrome wheels, chrome grille, chrome around the lights. And a very, very heavy car. I believe that car was about 2 ton. And I remember getting it. And, you know, the very first thing that I do, before I do anything else, I got to clean the thing up, you know. And I remember opening that boot, and that boot was filled. That boot was filled. And it all reminds me of another book that I bought. And it seems like people love using the boot for everything else other than groceries. You know, there was everything in this boot. And I remember looking through that stuff, keeping stuff related to the car and getting rid of junk. And I remember seeing filthy rags there. And the rags were so filthy, it was stiff. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you can sword fight with that. I mean, these rags were stiff. And that's how our righteousness was. It was like filthy rags. And so God sacrifices his own son for us. And what he did was a gigantic deal. I mean, if Satan knew what God was going to do, he would have never crucified the Lord of glory. He would have never done that, you know. But God sacrifices his perfect son for all of us that weren't perfect. And I know, you know, like we strive to be perfect. And there's things that all of us, we want to work out of our lives. And we try to work toward perfection. But Jesus is the perfect picture of perfection. He was completely obedient. And yeah, God trades him for us. So what he did was a big deal. It is a big deal. It's always going to be a big deal. Now, everything that God has given us is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because Jesus took all of our sin. He took the full magnitude of the curse. He bore it, okay? His body was broken, okay? He was whipped. His back was ripped apart. He was spat on. He was sweating blood. The list just goes on. He took our poverty. He took sickness and disease away from us. And you know what? People are going to the world to have their needs met. And with the world, there's always a catch. Always. You go to the bank, and the bank's like, hey, we will give you a loan. We will give you a credit card. But there's a catch. You know, you want a home loan? No problem. But there's a massive catch. You go to the world looking for a partner in your own flesh. And in the beginning, they could be sweet, they could be kind, but there's a catch. You know, many times the person's a gold digger. There are people who married murderers, literally murderers. Okay? There's some people married others that are cheaters by heart. Others married people with some sort of addiction. Everything pertaining to the world, there's a catch. You want to go to the doctors on that? They'll help you if you got the money. There's people that were dying and the hospital said, hey, before we take the patient, you got to put down a deposit. There's always a catch when it comes to the world. But with the Lord, everything was freely given to us in Christ Jesus. Freely, freely, freely given. So this is what I say. We honor God when we receive what he has given to us. You know, years ago, there was a couple that needed a car. and I had a car, and I just wanted to be a blessing. And I remember going to them and coming to their place and walked inside, and they were busy watching TV. And I said, hey, I was so excited. I was beaming. I'm like, hey, I would like to sow this car into your life. And I remember both of them looking at me. They did not have a car. Okay, I'm trying to make this as clear as possible. They did not have a car. They looked up at me and they carried on watching TV. They did not, you know, they didn't get excited. They didn't receive the car. So I left. I remember this other time there was someone that came to mind, and I thought, hey, I've got an extra something. I'm not going to go into detail, but I got extra something. And I remember seeing the person, and I said, hey, do you need one of these? I've got an extra one for you. And they're like, no, I've got already. And, you know, those two cases, it disappointed me, because I want to be a blessing. Now, how much more God? He sacrificed Jesus. He put all that healing in Jesus. He put all that prosperity in Jesus. He put all that wisdom in Jesus. And, you know, people praise his name and, you know, they read their Bible, but they don't receive anything from him. How does that make God feel? Like, honestly, how does that make him feel? Because in the natural, when I wanted to give stuff away and the people didn't want to receive, like, I felt bad about it. I wanted to be a blessing. I really wanted to be a blessing. So we honor God when we receive from him. We honor God by taking what Jesus purchased with his body. Okay? Jesus didn't walk in there and put down money on the table. God used Jesus' body, his spirit. Jesus received our sin. He took sickness and disease from us. He took poverty from us. And you know, Christians want to fight about prosperity. Oh my goodness. Just read the Bible. Just read the Bible. As soon as people start making up their own stuff, they are getting further and further away from God. That's what Eve did. Eve made up her own story. She said that God said that they weren't even supposed to touch that fruit. God didn't say that. She didn't stick to the word that God said. And look where that got her. We need to stick to what the word says. We honor God when we receive what Jesus purchased for us. Man, I hope this opened up your eyes. I hope that you see things in a whole new light. I hope that you are encouraged to receive what Jesus purchased for you. Man, that would bless me. That'll bless me if you receive this word. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.